Yes. What? Yes. What? Yes. What? Yes. What? Yes. What? Yes. What? Yes. Yes. Okay. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Paid Search Podcast. My name is Jason Rothman. As always, I'm joined by my co-host, Chris Schaefer, down in Texas. Chris, how is it going today on this Thursday as we record this? And be honest. Be honest, Chris.
This is a horrible day.
What's wrong, buddy? What's wrong, buddy?
Just, you know, life gets busy sometimes, and busy days are not fun days. So, yeah, it's, but
now
I'm
here. You're here with me. And Chris, I got to tell you, I'm sorry you're having a rough week, but I'm having the best week in years.
I know, you got it.
Everything is silky smooth in my life right now. It's a little nerve-wracking because you're like, what's the next shoe to drop? But, Chris, it's a good day to be me.
We got on the call. And you're just smiling and dancing, and just like a dark cloud on my side. You know, I'm just like, I'm here. I'm going to do this. I do enjoy this part compared to what's waiting for me in my inbox. So,
right.
Glad to be here.
Let's start off. This is episode number 98. We haven't done this in a few weeks, but the reason we're up to episode 98, the reason the show is growing, Chris knows the numbers, and I showed him this week, they're pretty big. The reason we're growing is because we get great reviews on iTunes. That's the number one way the show grows. And Chris, we have not read reviews in a while, so I wanted to read our review of the week. We like when you guys share your thoughts. We like when you tell us what you like or don't like, if you don't like anything about the show. People read the reviews, and it encourages them to download the show. So we like those detailed reviews and getting that unique perspective on why you love the show. So this week's review, Chris, comes from Rick W., and it's a 5-star review.
All right.
The title is Listen to This, and he starts off his review with, it's good, and that's his whole review.
That's awesome. That's great. That's really good.
So, Chris, we can't do better than that. It's good. So, Rick, thank you for that review of the week.
Written like a man. Straight and simple. That's nice.
Straight to the point. So, yes, thank you guys for your reviews. One of the things we like to do on this show, Chris, is to keep people up to date. There's a lot of people who either run a business and advertise on all different types of platforms, or they are a Google AdWords professional, but along with doing Google AdWords, they do a whole lot of digital marketing. And this is one piece of their puzzle. But we are the AdWords guys. We're in AdWords all week long. It's pretty much all we do. And we like to use that kind of focus to keep people up to date with what's going on. And we help people hear about things before they become real news. So, Chris, today we are talking about Google local service ads. We're talking about what are they? Are they a threat to AdWords? And there's a lot that we know, and we're going to go through that. But everyone listening, there's a lot we don't know. This is a beta program. I didn't think these were running in Houston. Chris told me they were. I thought you didn't have to be part of this program to continue running on AdWords. That's not Chris's experience. So let's start off, Chris, with what's going on. To be honest, I wouldn't even know about this if it wasn't for you. So give me a little background on what's going on and how did you come about knowing about Google service ads?
Yeah, and this is something that has fallen into my lap, and we've had a lot of questions about it. A lot of people wanting to know what our take is on it. So that's, you know, also for you, those of you who sent those questions in and commented on our pages and stuff, this is our approach to explaining, you know, our thoughts on it and what's happening. But let me tell you about a client I have that does garage door repair. Okay, this is what Google is referring to as a home service because it's provided for homeowners by local professionals. So for the past couple months, I have been not sending them an invoice for my work, and I've been doing no work for them. Although their ads are turned on, they have budget, they have a working credit card, they have keywords that are enabled and ads that are approved. But Jason, on the status, it says in parentheses, limited due to local services.
Wow. Inside the account.
Yeah. It's a big deal because this client has been shut down on AdWords. A person that is willing to pay money has been paying money for a while. They've shut it down because they're saying before you can continue, you must go through these steps. And one of them is so much as an interview with the Google local team where they actually want to talk to the owner of the business and license information. You know, I mean, all this, it's pretty big hoop to jump through for you to have access to AdWords as a professional service provider. So whether you are interested in advertising on local services or not, If you are in this industry of plumbers, electricians, garage door repair, and others, you will be affected by it. So it's a big deal to anyone in this industry, or if you work with clients in this industry.
Wow. Okay. So what I learned today before the show, Chris, is I had seen advertisers in Phoenix being both on the Google local service ads area and the regular Google AdWords area. So I took that to mean that you can do both because I saw someone doing both. And I inferred from that that you can choose not to do Google local ads, or if you can't get in there or it takes a long time, you can still do Google AdWords. But you're telling me your experience with your client is you cannot continue basically on Google AdWords until you get into this Google local service ads, if it's in your area and if you're one of the business types that Google's doing this to.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's interesting. I'd love to get some clarity from Google. We know they listen, and if they want to reach out, they know where to find us.
Yeah, it's particularly interesting because you may want to just continue on AdWords, and you may not want to get into the Google Local Services system, but you still need to go through the process of approval.
Okay.
This particular client was not trying to get into the system. They were just running AdWords, you know, as if any other day they'd been doing.
Spending a ton of money, getting a ton of business.
And got shut down. So it's a real thing, and Google's going to be moving the list of areas that you see on the internet of where this system is not up to date. It's moving beyond that, and it's moving pretty quickly. It'll surprise you at some point. It'll say, oh, what's going on? What is this? You know, it just kind of pop up.
Well, let's literally take a few steps back, like literally step back and talk about what this is and how people can learn about it and who it's affecting currently. So this is called the Google Local Service Ads Program, and we'll have a link in our description, and you can go look at the homepage, and we'll have a link to all the help there. But basically, these are ads that look similar to AdWords ads, not exactly the same, but similar to them, that show up on the search results page in Google above the regular AdWords ads. The regular AdWords ads are still there, but these show up above them. So the first thing that show up, the service categories, according to the help document that these are affecting right now, are locksmiths, plumbers, electricians, HVAC, and garage door services. It could be a little more than that, but at this point, that's all that's on their help. And what areas are they in? It's major cities. They list a number of them on the help, which we'll link to. Phoenix, Miami, Atlanta, Chicago, Boston, Detroit, New York, Philly, Dallas, Seattle, DC, some major California cities, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and so on. But they are also, it seems like they're in more cities because they're in Houston, and they don't list Houston on that link yet. So they're growing, they're out there. And basically, Chris, why don't you break down what these are? They look like AdWords ads, but how are they different?
Yeah, well, I guess you want to talk about more about the way the ads look from the user's point of view, right?
Well, tell me from the business point of view, like what's going on? You know, pay-per-click, pay-per-lead, Google Guarantee, that sort of thing.
Okay. Yeah, so basically, I mean, I'm going to give you the simple version of it. And Jason, I know you've done some research on this. You've put a lot of time into understanding it beyond just my experience. So I'm going to tell you the C-level version. Basically, this is how I see it as an AdWords manager. You have AdWords, which is a toolbox full of settings and keywords and bids and ads and campaigns and geographic targeting. All of these different tools that you can use to adjust your campaign to the settings that work for you. Right. You have full authority on shutting off certain ads, changing your ad copy, differentiating yourself from one competitor that you're next to, choosing to avoid showing up on another competitor, or always outbidding one competitor. I mean, you can really take direct action against competitors, which I know is a big deal in the home services industry. The right. competitive nature is there, and that's why the system has popped up, is to help with the integrity of the system. So AdWords has all of these options. I mean, that's what we talk about for the past 100 episodes, is we've talked about how to really dig in and make sure your campaign is working for your business.
Right.
And then we have Google Local Services. It's kind of put your money into the system, and you have some limited tools to make it right. work, but it's far from the detailed complexity of an AdWords system. I would liken it to, if you've had any experience with Google AdWords Express, it's pretty much a lead system for Google AdWords Express. You know, you put the money in, you turn it on, you give it some basic information, and the automated system runs with it.
Right. Now, as I understand it, as a user of it, as a business, you apply to the program. Google does background checks. They look at license and insurance verification. And like Chris, you were saying, they interview you. You get part of the program, and then you log into your Google Local Service Ads account, and you basically punch in two things. Number one, what kind of services you do. Is it garage door repair? Is it new garage doors? They really have it detailed in there in terms of what kind of services you do within that industry. So you tell Google what kind of services you do, and then you also punch in city names you want to target and zip codes and or zip codes. And then that's pretty much it. It seems like they bill you the same way. Whenever you accrue money that you've spent on the system, they bill your credit card. And in terms of when you spend money, that's a huge difference here. Google AdWords, primarily pay-per-click. Someone clicks on your ad, you pay Google. This is pay per valid lead. So they have in the help, how do you define a lead? And it's basically like someone fills out a lead form on this little interface. Once they click on an ad, someone calls your business, and they have some safeguards in there. Like if it's a robocall or something, they're not going to charge you, but it's pay per valid lead. So from the business's point of view, that's one of the upsides, is you don't just pay when someone clicks, you pay when someone actually becomes a valid lead for your business. That's one of the main differences in terms of one of the questions we're going to get here from Chris people, and this is a kind of a big deal. When you look at the results on mobile, at least for me, I see two Google Local Service ads above the regular ad results, and on desktop, I see three laid out horizontally. How does the system determine which of the three of it could be 30 or 50 providers in that area actually show up on those search results and not just on the secondary list when someone clicks show me more? And from what I can see, Chris, it doesn't have anything to do with your bid. There's no kind of bidding option that I know about, like no bidding per lead. It's basically they just look at your proximity to the customer's location, your review score and the number of reviews you have, your responsiveness to customer inquiries and requests, your business hours, and whether or not Google's received serious and repeated complaints about your business. So, Chris, that's scary for an AdWords manager.
Yeah.
I know you have some thoughts on that. So in a PG, you're not going to regret this because this is recorded way. I mean, just tell me some of the downsides you see in that as an AdWords manager. Or be honest and ruin your career. I mean, whatever you want to do.
I want us to give some positive ideas and also give some negative sides to this. First, on the positive, is that I do like, there's a whole lot less risk involved when you're paying per valid lead, because the mismanagement, yes, or the improper building of a campaign that leads to thousands and thousands of dollars spent, and you got what you paid for, you got clicks, which are worthless, right? Clicks by themselves are worthless, but leads are what's of value. You have to hope that those clicks eventually turn into leads. I think there's a whole lot less risk involved because you're not going to pay until you get that lead. So I do like that. What worries me is that what I like about the AdWords system is what's so different here, is because it's not a system based on money. It's a system based on your ability to be creative and set yourself apart, and whoever can really do a better job of appealing to their customers, choosing the right kind of keywords, having a good landing page. It takes that and puts everybody on a level playing field, and suddenly money really becomes this system that everything's laid out for. You know, I mean, if company A is able to spend three times as much as company C, company A is going to be able to get a lot more, you know, if they're able to really work the system, put a lot of money behind it. And I don't like when large companies can make smaller companies, inferior companies, you know, subject to their large company budget. That's no fun, because one of the things I love to tell clients is when they start an AdWords campaign is, listen, we can start with any budget you want. There is no minimum budget in AdWords. And I think it'd be tougher to say that in the Google guarantee, the Google Home Services system, because if you're not willing to pay very much, you're not going to show up very much. You know, you don't really have a way to try and bring those leads in as you can in AdWords.
And not only that, Chris, but say you do have a big budget, but say three other HVAC companies in town have a big budget too, And I would be nervous if I was one of those four of like, well, okay, but how do we decide who shows up number one? Mm-hmm. How do we decide who shows up in the first three that actually show up on the page? What if I'm just, for whatever reason, because I have one less review than the other guy, showing up number four and someone can't see me on that first page? It's very, very scary. So, but at the same time, Chris, it is a real thing. So I guess we can go through some of the upsides and downsides as we see them. And I'd love to get your feedback here. So a couple of the upsides, Chris. The first one is the Google guarantee. I think even as a jaded AdWords manager, you have to admit this is kind of cool. What this means is that Google has done background checks, not only on the business, but all employees. So like I was joking before the show, Chris, I don't know how some of these industries get approved.
Yeah.
But because you and I have worked with some of them. So they do background checks of all employees of the business. Number two, license and insurance verification. Google looks up the licenses and insurance the business is claiming to have and then does verification. Number three, Google offers, because it is the guarantee, that if you're not happy with the quality of work as a customer, Google will offer you up to $2,000 in terms of paying you back for what you pay the company. It's a $2,000 lifetime cap. I don't know if that's for one Google guarantee business or for anyone you deal with, but it is some safeguard in there that, hey, if you get a locksmith and you're not happy and you paid them $125 and they're not going to give it back to you, Google will give it back to you and you have a recourse. So, Chris, this Google guarantee and why they're doing this program in the first place, and specifically why on these five industries, as an AdWords manager who's been in the trenches on locksmiths, plumbers, HVAC, electricians, garage door, can you kind of accept that there was maybe a problem in some of those industries?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, outside of the AdWords bubble, there were articles, which I know you've read, that talk about the locksmith lead generation industry being a very poor, very corrupted system, and, you know, fake businesses and people selling out leads and having multiple listings that's all actually the same company, or people that, you know, just flat out stealing from people, you know, acting as if they are a company and getting payments and never delivering an actual service. So I understand the value of the system, because as a user, to know that I can hire someone and I don't have to vet three different companies and figure out, okay, who's going to do the best job for me. You know, a system in place that can guarantee that if I'm unhappy, I'll get my money back as a person that's buying this home service. That's great. I do like that. And I do think it was a needed system. But as an AdWords manager, that's something we have to think about as a provider, someone who's, you know, selling these services.
Right.
That's a tougher question.
Well, just personally, I like the Google guarantee as a user of a search engine. And wouldn't it be awesome if they one day stretch that out into all, or some at least, Google AdWords advertisers on regular Google AdWords ads? That would kind of be a game changer. You still leave AdWords in place, but you get a Google guarantee review extension, basically. I think that would really help a lot of AdWords advertisers.
Jason, I've always likened AdWords to a Ferrari and SEO as a large cruise ship or diesel truck. Okay.
Okay.
And the reason I have always compared those two in that way is because SEO is a slow start, you know, but it's a big system that moves quickly. Okay. And I like that AdWords, you turn the key and you go. You know, we can be up and running instantly. You know what I don't like about Google guarantees if they stretch beyond the borders of home services, which don't really affect me, they just affect some of my clients?
The process.
That Ferrari now has a blood alcohol level tube that you have to blow in. It now has a thumbprint system. It now has a voice recognition. Suddenly starting that Ferrari could be an issue, and it may not be anything wrong with your business, but suddenly that system won't run because you don't check all the boxes. You don't have a physical address. Jason, I think you might have a problem if Google said, please enter your physical office address. Well, Google, no, I don't want to do that. I don't need a physical office. I work out of my home. I'm not going to put my home address in here. Oh, sorry, you cannot advertise. That would upset me.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. And that is one of the beautiful things about AdWords, is you just need some keywords and some ad copy and you can get going. Now, Chris, a couple more upsides for a business owner here. Set it and forget it. Top of the results if you're one of the three that shows up. Pay per lead, not pay per click. That's always a nice sounding thing. And then another chance to show up on page one. So if you play your cards right, SEO, you can show up in the organic listings. Google AdWords, because you can, I saw someone running both AdWords and on Google Service Ads, you can show up in regular Google AdWords. Map listing, you can show up there with the location extension and potentially SEO. And Chris, now Google Service Ads. So if you play your cards right, you could be taking up, I think, 4 spots on the page one, and it's another chance to be seen and get a click and get customers. So that's a nice thing for the business owners. Here's some of the downsides, Chris.
I was about to say, as we transition to downsides, yes, I'd like to put a spin on this and say, considering what I just said about regulations, when regulations are entered into the system and how that can affect things and right, keep businesses from progressing because there's more regulations. Jason, how would you feel with this if movers were suddenly put into the system? I mean, how, don't you think that would affect your ability and your customers' abilities to sell? Because you know that sometimes the typical business setup is not how some people work.
If movers were part of this Google local services, I would have no problem with it. Hear me out. I would have no problem with it as long as my guys could get in the system.
Okay.
And continue on Google AdWords. And I'll get to that at our kind of our summary here, and I'll sneak peek it a little. Google AdWords isn't going anywhere because of this, I think, for a number of reasons that we'll get to. But as long as my guys could get into the system and continue on AdWords, and this would just sit there, basically, I'd have no problems. But if I was like you, sitting down there in the swamp in Houston with the summer approaching, and not getting checks from my HVAC company because I can't get them into the program, even though they're the biggest legit company in town, and I don't know, no one's answering my phone calls or anything, I'd be pretty mad.
Yeah.
And you're holding it together pretty good.
Yeah. Well,
all things considered. So
I'm very successful. I have more than one client. I don't know if I've ever said that. I have more than one client.
Yeah, I do too, but I'd still be, I mean, it's infuriating, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Let it out a little, Chris.
Well, no, I don't want to let it out because this is a happy show. And just because I'm having a bad day doesn't mean I need to scream at everyone.
Right.
So let's go. So first thing, Jason, what are your thoughts on the downside of this? We've covered a lot of downsides, but let's go through a list.
The downsides, there's so many when you compare it to Google AdWords. So sitting on its own, okay, all the upsides are great. They're great. You can't argue with them. But the downsides, the biggest one to me is, what if the ranking system doesn't put you in the first page and someone has to click more electricians in Phoenix or whatever the little link is below, whatever they're searching for, to see the full list? Then I'd be pretty mad because, dude, what if you just sit there at like number 4 or 5, even though you have good reviews and you're a good company? So the lack of control over that, that's troubling. And the lack of control over search terms and bids, obviously. Like, maybe you do like showing up on a competitor's name. Are you going to show up on your own brand name? Maybe there's a service that you do that the system doesn't know about to target with these ads. That's troubling. And then a final couple here, Chris, are just the limited ad copy and branding. So what's crazy, Chris, is when you click on one of these ads, these Google service ads, you're taken to like a bland generic profile page for a company. The ones that I saw, Chris, there's no pictures, there's no logos, there's no like copy or content or information about the business. And what if you're a great company with a great logo, with great pictures that really separates you from other people? What if you have a fleet of like 50 service vans and you're an HVAC company, but you just look like the next guy with a bland page? Mm-hmm. That's kind of crazy to me. And then the lack of ad copy. There's no real ad copy, no area to put in like features and benefits like on regular ads. Those are all huge downsides to me.
Yeah. It seems like the system's built more to protect people or, you know, Google's users, which makes sense, and less to allow advertisers the control that they demand. You know, I mean, obviously advertisers would prefer flashing cat memes all over the place. And, you know, like, look at my ad, look, you know, and that's not what Google will go after. They want to go after a good environment and a safe environment for their users. So, you know, as a user, okay, it does sound nice, but as an advertiser, it's certainly frustrating and it's worrisome to think that if you need leads, if you want to be competitive, right, and you need that lead coming in order to keep the lights on and keep your employees busy, it's tough to know that you can do that.
Now, Chris, let's wrap up here with our best advice to business owners and AdWords managers. So let's each kind of give a little summary on what you and I would tell a business owner out there who's going through this.
Oh, well.
What did you tell your client? Like, how did that first conversation go? Did you call them or did they call you?
I called them because they didn't, when it happens, you won't know unless you have someone checking your AdWords to know that, hey, your ads have stopped. Nowadays, you get so many emails from Google, you know, about AdWords and Google My Business and all these different things. Sometimes it's really easy to miss that one little email that says, hey, you need to apply for local services. You know, you don't know what it is. It's very easy to miss. And it may have come in and said, warning, we're going to shut down your ads in 30 days. You might miss that. And now your ads have stopped and you would never know. So my advice is, assuming this goes outside of just home services and it expands, I think I wouldn't be worried so much if I offer something that's unique, that isn't, you know, a huge saturated industry, you know, where everyone does it. But for those that work in something that they essentially do what them and four or five or six or seven other companies do right in their area, I would be worried. And I think it would be concerning. And I think the AdWords system itself, the original AdWords, is going to be somewhere you're going to want to make sure that you have on lockdown and you can perform there as well as you can, because I have seen clients that have seen reduction in leads when this system is implemented. So for those businesses,
because there's less people,
they get less clicks.
There's less people clicking on ads.
They get less clicks
in regular ads.
And as we've discussed, if you have less control in the local services system, you can't rely on just pumping more money in and hoping to get more.
Right.
You need to be able to diversify. And if you want to stay in Google, I think, you know, Google My Business, make sure that stuff's set up. Make sure that you have your Google AdWords original set up and that it's running and is as effective as it can be, considering it would now be in second position.
Right. Now, Chris, I'm pretty much in the same boat. Now, I think I read in there that you can be part of this system. You can be listed there, but you don't necessarily have to advertise and pay for leads. Like they said, if you have a Google My Business, there's some way to link it where you just show up at the very, very bottom of that list or something, and you're there. And if someone clicks, good for you, you get a free click or whatever. But you don't have to be part of the pay system.
The amount of effort that would have to be taken for you to get a verified lead through that system.
Great point.
Would be very rare.
That's a great point. So what I would tell my clients who fall into this system, I would basically say, do it, go through it, have it be a piece of your marketing puzzle, but just kind of like do it, do a good job with it, spend money on it, see if you get a good cost per lead, but still fire away at AdWords as if nothing has happened. Still go after AdWords as hardcore as you can, because to me, Chris, if I'm looking for an HVAC company, I'm not really, as a customer, satisfied with just seeing that little listing with the Google guaranteed, the stars, and clicking call and scheduling. I like to read through websites. I like to see who I'm doing business with, if they have content about my exact need. So I'm still clicking on AdWords ads if I'm a customer. And so I think businesses still need to be there. And I would just say use the Google local services as part of your puzzle, but continue to do AdWords as good as you can, because I think people will still get traffic from it. Now, Chris, you often come to me for advice.
I do.
You do. There's a lot of people out there who are in your shoes as an AdWords manager that look up to me as you do. And so I'm just going to give my advice to you and my advice to all of them in general. So what should AdWords managers do, Chris? And my advice would be kind of be the Google local services expert for your client and tell them about the benefits, like I just went over, of continuing to advertise on AdWords while you still want to be there because it has all this additional stuff. But be knowledgeable on this topic and help guide them through getting on board with it. And then that way, they'll still be happy clients with you as their expert. You'll be helping them get into this program, and then they'll still be encouraged to do AdWords. Is that fair advice, Chris?
Yeah, absolutely. You cannot ignore it. If you're in that list we went through already, again, locksmith, plumbers, electricians, HVAC, which is heating and air conditioning, and garage door services. If you're in those, you may not be hit with it yet, but maybe you're not in a huge metropolitan area, but you will.
Oh, man.
And it will
these
happen.
These movers. Here's the thing, Chris. No one in the country has more moving company clients than I do. Mm. Like when Google looks at the MCC, they must be just be like, this guy, he was just born to be the moving guy. And so I think I've done such a good job over so many markets and have so many reputable companies getting clicks and providing good moves for customers.
Don't say it.
That there haven't been as many complaints in the moving industry. And I alone and the reason why Google has not expanded this to moving companies. So no, I'm not worried they're going to put this on movers, because
you
as an industry, we, and by we, I mean I, have done such a good job that they have no reason to do this for movers because we've made AdWords work so well.
You single-handedly have saved the movers from you've kept the integrity of the national movers of economy at a high point so that they do not have to.
I don't know that for sure, but I think honestly there's a good bet.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I am singularly responsible. And here's the thing, Chris. If not me, then why? If it's not me, then why aren't they on there? Because honestly, as an industry, if there's any kind of industry that has some of these issues, it's that one that could use a Google guarantee.
I tell you, proving a point by showing that there's no lack of evidence against it, that's the best argument, Jason. That's a really good way to argue. It's very hard to say that that's not true. So,
look, where I'm from, Chris, we don't try to fast talk people and insult their intelligence by running circles around us. So I don't know what you just said because you're talking a little fast, but I can tell because I'm smart. We're smart. We just talk a little slow from the tone of your voice that you're being condescending. And I don't like it. So I'm going to end this episode.
Okay.
There's really nothing more that I want to hear from you about this.
You do it. You take us out. Go for it.
Yeah. Thank you for that permission. Yes, everyone. So paidsearchpodcast.com. I don't know if everyone knows, but Chris and I are doing a second show now called PPC Questions and Answers. You leave us your questions on the contact page of paysearchpodcast.com, and we answer them one episode at a time. So look for that show in iTunes and all your podcast players. We are on Stitcher and Spotify. We're on both.
Spotify, yeah.
Spotify is a new one, and soon I think we will be on Amazon Echo. So
I can confirm that we are on the Google Home as well. So
yes.
Say, hey, Google Play.
We are on Google Home because of Google Play Store. Okay,
yeah, cool. So say, hey, Google, play the Paid Search Podcast and you will hear our voice. Pretty cool stuff.
Okay, Chris, well, why don't you leave my presence. Go do some laundry so you put on something besides that gray shirt. Go do CrossFit. Go do archery, whatever you're into these days. Go read a book because the books are better than the movies. I would say go shave or do your hair, but you're perfectly groomed every time we get on here. And, you know, I just look up to you, Chris. You got the muscles and the brains, and you're just the total package.
Let's wrap this up.
Thank you guys for listening, and we'll be back next Monday with episode 99 of the Paid Search Podcast.